following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Good afternoon. This is Rusty Taylor joined by Coach Jerry Weems. We also have Heath Stroud, Heath Bone with us, helping do some work here today, and also Coach Chris Herring will be with us doing some stats. Coach Weems, good to be back with you. Missed you last night, but good to have you back in the saddle today for a daytime basketball game. These are always fun. The students get to come in, makes a big crowd, exciting game, exciting atmosphere as the Volunteers are welcoming in the Cleburne County Tigers, a school that we've played many of these with over the past few years, these 1 o'clock tip games, and they're always fun to call. We've called a lot of them. We've tried to make every one of them we could, and it's good to be here and exciting for the opportunity.
Well, it's always been a tradition against Cleburne County, as you say, to have these in-school games, and you know, it creates a different atmosphere with all the students here. And, of course, a lot of those students viewing the only basketball game they get to see all year. But, yeah, I was out of town last night, but I did get to hear you guys a little coming home, and I thought the broadcast was real good. I hope y'all had a good trip over to Briarwood Christian and back. Everything went smoothly.
Yeah, we didn't have any traveling issues at all, Coach. It went real smooth on that side of things. But it's good to turn around and come right back and be on there bringing you Volunteer basketball. A little different today. We'll have one game. The girls are not playing. It'll be the boys only, so we'll cover this one game. Make sure you share this. We've also got our live feed up available. We've got it on Facebook Live, YouTube. All those at the Clay Central Sports Network, all those ways to listen and keep up. We ask that you share that. And coaches, as we talk, they have let the dogs out, so to speak. They have let all the classes out. And the gymnasium here at Central High School of Clay County is starting to fill up. Going to be a fun. I hope they're involved. I hope they're loud and into the game and not just in here. Paying their $5 to hang out. But there'll be a little of both, but it should be fun.
Yeah, and you know, for all those who are disappointed, this is not a doubleheader. We'll have that Friday night when Sylacauga comes to town. We'll be back with the girls and the boys doubleheader Friday night. But you're right, Rusty, this place is starting to fill up. And the kids, I'm sure they'll all get them popcorn and a drink here in a minute, and they'll be into this game when the horn blows.
They will be. We're going to pause for just a minute. We'll get a station identification and hear from some of our true supporters here in just a minute, and then we'll come back and get ready for the tip as the Volunteers are hosting the Cleburne County Tigers here in this school day game at Central High School of Clay County right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lineville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 in this Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, Heath Bone. Heath Stroud down here with us as well, helping us with the streaming option here. Always working hard behind the scenes, and it is, again, good to be back. Good to be back bringing volunteer basketball. We'll be one game today. We ask that you share that, let everybody know. A lot of people at work, they're listening to us on your devices, however you're listening, however you're watching. We appreciate you for following along and following volunteer athletics on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. But Coach Weems, looking around, looking back at last night, this Volunteers boys squad fell in a tough one against Briarwood Christian, a very good basketball team, looking to get back on the winning track here this afternoon. This is a team that they played earlier in the season, just before Christmas, I think, in the tournament. Maybe it was after the Christmas. I don't know which tournament they end up playing Cleburne County in, up in Cleburne County. But got the victory, but talking with the coaching staff, Cleburne County was missing their top player that day. And Coach Giddens said they've got two really good guards that shoot the ball well, and it's going to present some challenges to this volunteer team. So this will be a good game for them to kind of reset, get their feet back under them with good, solid competition.
Well, you know, our guards are the strength of our team, and, you know, I think we'll give Cleburne County some problems from an offensive standpoint with our guards. Their inside game, I don't think, will be a problem for us. The size differential today is not that much difference. Everything looks pretty even from a size standpoint. So I think, you know, both of these teams pretty much rely on their perimeter play more than they do post. So even matchup in that area today as we look forward to this game.
I tell you what, coaches, we're getting closer to the tip. This place is filling up. I had heard 400 to 500 student tickets had been sold. So
it's certainly the biggest crowd of the year.
That's for sure. And these are always fun. And we're right up in here. We've changed where we're located. We're getting up at the top of the bleachers, and it kind of puts us right here in amongst them, which is kind of neat as well to broadcast right here from amongst the fans, right here on the home side at center court. And we've got our little area up here at the top fixed up, and we're just excited for this matchup. But, Coach, you know, this is a 4A school, 4A team that we're playing against. It's, you know, if you look back at last year, this is a, you know, we had a great run in basketball, a good year. But this Cleburne County team defeated us twice last year, both times we faced them.
Yeah, both games went right down to the wire. And, right, we had a very competitive team last year, but they knocked us off both times. So anything can happen when these two schools meet. It's, you know, geographically, it's sort of a rivalry. You know, a shame we can't play in football, but we do play in all other sports, and it's always been a good rivalry. Anytime somebody from Clay County matches up with anyone from Cleburne County.
Well, this should be good. We're going to take another quick break, get ready for the starting lineup, and get ready for the opening tip right here on Classic Country 90.9. You're listening to Volunteer Basketball live from Central High School of Clay County for a 1 o'clock school day game.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here as we get ready for the opening tip. Looks like tipping today in the center of the court will be Kevin Cherry, and also he'll be going up against Elijah Ware, number 10, a sophomore. As we see the officiating crew, Billy Paul, you always expect to get Billy Paul. You always expect to get Billy Paul when you get started here.
He'll lead it. Thank you, Pam.
There's an opening tip, and the tip goes to Caden Glenn. Volunteers have the first possession. Gibbons over to Braxton Young, right wing, over to Kevin Cherry, the leading scorer last night. Caden Glenn looks to force it down to Cherry. Cherry loses the handle on the basketball, and Cleburne County will throw it away on the run. Looking up for Carter Yancey, but just too much pass there from Kevin Bates.
And right away, Rusty, I think you see where the Volunteers want to go as we try to get the ball right in the middle of the lane to our low post guy that time.
Volunteers with the basketball. It's Braxton Young over to Soap Gibbons on the right wing. Back across to Glenn on the left wing. Glenn drives down, picks up his dribble, kicks it back out to Braxton Young. Over to Gibbons. Gibbons kicks out. Open three-point look for Kevin Cherry. That rims out no good. Backside rebound by Caden Glenn. And we reset. Caden Glenn, open three-point look. He drains his, and the Volunteers lead 3-0.
Well, Cleburne County is in a 2-3 zone, so the Volunteers will have to rely on that perimeter shooting today.
Vols did not hit a three-pointer in the first half last night. Good to lead out with one here this afternoon. We see Lyric Ware running point to get it down to Bates. Bates is going to be fouled. Kevin Bates will go to the line shooting two. And the foul is going to go on number three, LaDamian Boyd.
Yeah, that time the big guy, Kevin Bates, drove right down the middle of the lane, and Boyd stuck a hand out trying to stop him to draw that foul.
Bates misses the first free throw. Keep an eye on that, Coach. We gave him a really clear lane to the basket there. Kind of had to foul him to make him earn it.
Yeah, defensively, we looked like we were spread. They had the floor spaced pretty well for that drive down the middle.
Bates misses them both. Kevin Cherry comes down with the rebound, and the Volunteers back on the move, leading by three. Over to Glenn. Glenn on the left wing. Glenn thinks about getting it down to Boyd, but sided better of it. But Gibbons will get it down to Boyd, and Boyd lays it up and in with the left hand.
Good job by Gibbons to get that ball from the point all the way down under the basket.
There's an open pass down. That shot is blocked by Kevin Cherry, but it tips out to number 10, Elijah Ware, and Ware drains the jumper from a free throw line.
Ware in the right place at the right time to pick up that blocked shot.
Caden Glenn has it over to Kevin Cherry in the left corner. Back across, Soap Gibbons. Gibbons will fire up a three-pointer, and he drained it. Now, that's something that he did not make a basket last night, Soap Gibbons. So good to see him to get underway right here, and he gets a steal on the other end. That could be what gets him back going.
Well, offensively, if he scores, the Volunteers usually have a high-scoring game.
Over to Caden Glenn. Caden had a look, decided to pull it back out. Back over to Braxton Young on the right wing. Young crosses all the way over and throws it away.
Young tried to skip the ball over the defense to the opposite corner and overshot Gibbons, who was there waiting on it, and it sailed way out of bounds.
That'll give the Tigers the basketball on the turnover. Volunteers lead 8-2, 5:28 to go opening period here from Central High School of Clay County. They look to lob it down to Bates, and he could not handle the toss over the top. Trying to get possession, get them blocked out there, and you could kind of see what was developing, and that pass needed a little more air under it.
Tigers already with two or three turnovers here, I believe.
Glenn with the basketball over to Cherry, left corner. Cherry fires up a three-pointer, and the Vols have already made three threes, and they lead 11-2.
Best offensive first quarter in quite a while for the Volunteers.
There's Ware. That's Lyric Ware drive to the basket. That shot won't go. Volunteers get going the other way and throw it away.
Well, Whetstone had a good lead pass, and he tried to get it to Newell, breaking to the basket, but delivered the pass behind a streaking Zion Newell.
Right now, those three three-pointers getting things going for the Volunteers, and they lead by 9, 11-2. And there's a steal. Cherry, two-on-one situation. It's blocked from behind. Gibbons goes up. Shot was blocked by Elijah Ware. And on the other end, they turn it into points as Kevin Bates lays it up and in.
Yeah, Bates made them pay for that turnover on the other end that we committed.
Tigers got it back up the floor quickly. Caden Glenn with the basketball over to Cherry. Cherry over to Zion Newell in the corner, back to Kevin Cherry, back to Caden Young, or Caden Glenn at the top of the key. Gibbons fires up another three-pointer. Does not go. Rebound number 20. That's Matthew Wilson and the Cleburne County Tigers. Bates with a basketball guarded by Damari Whetstone. Whetstone pokes it away. Bates handles the ball really well for a big guy. Shot up, no good. He gets his own rebound on the loose ball, and that shot's going to go. Right now, Bates is making his presence known. He handles the ball really well. Some good moves down there.
Well, what's happening here, Rusty? They are spreading the floor. They're going four out and leaving Bates on the inside, and he's able to operate one-on-one. And as you said, Very good offensive moves, good footwork in there for a big guy, and he's making us pay in that spread offense they're running.
Kevin Cherry called for that foul. Bates with a chance for the and one. He's short on the free throw. Ball still loose. Zion Ewell's going to come away with it, though. Ewell's going to drive all the way to the basket and lay it up and in. Good job by Newell, taking it all the way to the basket. Tigers quickly up the floor. Over to number 20, Matthew Wilson. Wilson fires up a long three-pointer, no good. Rims out. Rebound went to Soap Gibbons. Now we're over to Taylor Boyd. Taylor Boyd, Calvin Simmons. Coach Giddens getting into that bench pretty quick here this afternoon. There's the alley-oop that Simmons just could not handle. He had to break down the baseline, but could not have the cut on the backside there. Could not handle the pass.
Well, that was a situation where it's a set play we try to run with Calvin Simmons breaking to the goal off of a back screen. And the ball was delivered. Looked like it was delivered in pretty good shape, and Calvin just couldn't handle the pass.
We saw that work perfectly against Shelby County on Thursday night. This exact same play. Taylor Boyd's three-point shot. Coach, sometimes it's just your diet, and that one backboarded in there for another three-pointer. Ball's lead 16-6.
Three three-pointers already for Clay Central.
It's four, isn't it?
Let's see. One, two, three. I got three.
It should be four. Four different players have made them. Soap Gibbons, Kevin Cherry.
I got Cherry with a two.
Okay, does your point total add up? Calvin Simmons with a layup and in. And there we're going to get a timeout. Because I'm pretty sure Cherry made a three as well. I know he did. But we get a timeout. The Volunteers lay it up and in again and extend their lead to 18-8 here. 2:10 to go in the opening period. We'll take a break as they take it right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Okay.
Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to Volunteer Basketball on Classic Country 90.9. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, Heath Bone, as the Vols lead 18-8 after making four three-pointers already in this game.
We changed Cherries from a two to a three to make 18.
Cleaver County with a basketball. That's Noah Turley. He's guarded by Whetstone and has it stolen away, and the Vols have a turnover.
Simmons reached in and deflected that ball away.
Open three-point look by Taylor Boyd. That one will not go. Good look, though. Rebound Matthew Wilson and the Tigers. Lyric Ware with a basketball, guarded by Taylor Boyd. Ware drives all the way down to the baseline. Cross courts down the baseline. Loose ball, shot no good. Ware gets the loose ball and puts it back up. That's Lyric Ware. Lays it up and in. That youngster just was listed as a ninth grader, but plays very hard. We've seen him in the past.
Yeah, good-looking freshman.
It worked that time, Coach. The alley-oop dunk to Calvin Simmons is up and good.
Yeah, they executed it perfectly there, and the crowd loved that play.
I think the bench knew it was coming, so they were a little bit up on the edge of their seat there. Ball's doubling up Cleveland County 20-10 after the dunk by Calvin Simmons. Excuse me there. Calvin Simmons with a partial block and then gets the ball. Simmons' height and jumping ability is really a big difference. Has been all season, but especially this afternoon.
Well, you know, right now we're getting tons of good shots at the basket, though. Cleveland County not doing a good job covering all the perimeter guys out of their zone defense. Right now we're running the clock down looking for one shot as the clock approaches 12 seconds.
Taylor Boyd wide open, three-point look. Shot will not go. Cleveland County with a rebound. And they're going to travel as the Cleveland County. So the Vols will get an inbounds play on their own baseline with 6.4 seconds. So this is going to work out pretty good.
Yeah, Cleveland County had the rebound with a chance to get the last shot, but drug a foot to create a turnover. Now we'll get to operate underneath with an inbound play, and I'm going to say we're coming back to soap somehow or another with this play. But we didn't.
Zion Ewell fires up a three-pointer. It does not go. Tempted full-court shot here by Cleveland County. Don't go. And that's where we'll end the first. Volunteers doubling up Cleveland County. 20-10. You're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network. We'll take a quick break and come back and get prepared for the second quarter on Classic Country.
It's yours.
90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We welcome you back here, Coach, as we deflect the ball out of bounds. You've got some stats from the first quarter you'd like to share with us and let us know where we got.
With Cleveland County playing a zone defense, we only had four turnovers, not a lot of pressure on the ball. We forced seven Heflin turnovers here in the meantime, and the rebounding is pretty equal there.
There's a drive to the basket, and they're going to say it's a continuation of the shot there where a shot goes. And that's a big shot there from the freshman, Lyric Ware, and he's got a chance to make a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And he does. Cutting that ball lead down to 7, 20-13.
Yeah, that's not a good way to open the quarter with a reach-in foul and an and-one situation.
Cherry with the basketball over to Zion Ewell, right wing. He fires up, shot up, no good. Shot does not go. Rebound is by Matthew Wilson.
Well, we're getting inside with the ball and then back out and getting plenty of shots. Right now, Zy Newell misfiring on a couple of shots from long range.
Cleveland County with the basketball. That's Lyric Ware. Ware drives to the basket, shot no good. Trendon Glenn with the rebound. And Coach Josh Giddens is not happy about what he's seen. So he is going to call a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with him right here. Listen to a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Classic Country 90.9.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
We welcome you back here, Volunteers, with the basketball and a lead, 20-13. As we, Coach Josh Giddens takes that Poacher South timeout, try to get things worked out. There's Kevin Cherry with a jumper from the elbow. That's his favorite shot, and he drains it.
Yeah, he broke right in there to that high post area. Braxton Young delivered in the ball. He had just a little short 10-foot jumper.
Cleveland County with a basketball. That's where he's guarded by Kevin Cherry. over to Wilson. Wilson being guarded this time by Caden Glenn. And there's a charge. It's going to be Matthew Wilson, and that is a good job down there by Braxton Young getting in position, taking that charge.
Yeah, again, Claiborne County isolating one-on-one inside, carrying it to the basket, but we stepped in that time like we should and drew a foul.
Braxton Young with the basketball over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons back to Caden Glenn. Open look here for Soap Gibbons. It's no good, and the weak side rebound goes to Claiborne County. There's one thrown away cross court.
Ware got inside the zone and tried to kick it out to the opposite corner, put a little too much on it. We look, Rusty, even though we're open, we look like we're hesitant about taking shots.
Not confident. It doesn't. There's the ball. Kicked out of bounds by Claiborne County. The ball will have it. You're right, Coach. Just not confident about our shooting. Even though we've made four threes, there's one that will force it up. And I say force it. He looked good shooting it last night. He don't make this one. It's because he gets shoved, and he'll go to the line shooting too. That's Kevin Cherry. What number was that foul
that
on?
That foul was on number 10, Elijah Ware. Kevin. Only the second team foul so far in Claiborne County.
Cherry misses the first. Vols lead 22-13, 5:50 to go, opening half. During the school game, and a lot of students has gotten settled in. He makes a second. Back up by 10, 23-13, matching the largest lead of the afternoon for the Volunteers. There's the ball taken away by Soap Gibbons from behind. Takes that away from Carter Yancey. Gibbons goes all the way to the basket, or gives it to Boyd. Boyd goes to the basket and misses the lay-in.
Yeah, Taylor missed that one.
That's actually LaDamian.
Just a gimme.
LaDamian missed.
Yeah, it was number three, LaDamian.
There is a made three-pointer by number 10, Elijah Ware. And Claiborne County's not going away this afternoon, Coach. It don't look like. There's Caden Glenn's three-pointer. Rims out, no good.
Well, the problem right now, you know, we could have extended this lead, but we're not making shots that we've got to make.
Yeah, we kind of started out pretty hot with our shooting, but since we've got some good open looks, Coach, but hadn't gotten one to fall in a while.
Yeah, we scored early in the game in the first quarter. Only one field goal here in 3 minutes in the second quarter thus far.
There's the ball. Looked to get it to Kevin Cherry. It's poked away, but we steal it back. Over to Braxton Young. Right wing, Braxton, open three-point look, and he drains it. Everybody getting involved in the three-point parade. We've made five by five different players. 26-16.
Spreading the wealth around.
If we could average five three-pointers a half, I think we'd be in. There's a steal by Soap Gibbons. Gibbons drives to the basket and misses the shot.
Well, that's two layups. That's 6 or 4 points we've given away.
There's a lay-in not good, put-back not good, point-blank shot. And finally, Matthew Wilson gets the third opportunity to go.
Yeah, they have three shots right there in the paint under the rim.
Volunteers, Braxton Young, top of the key, over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons back to Caden Glenn. Braxton Young with another open three, and he drains it. But we'll take six threes is even better than five. And the Volunteers are up 29-18.
And there's your player with more than one today.
Yep. We didn't know who the first one was going to be, but balls. You talked about that zone defense opening those shots up, and we're making our share so far. Did we get a timeout call or a jump ball?
Yeah,
call?
We were headed for a jump ball, but I think we got a timeout from the bench before the jump was called.
I think Coach getting saved that possession with a timeout. So he takes this timeout, we'll take it with him, taking another 30 seconds right here. on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
We welcome you back here. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Bone all working this game today. So we got the live stream going as well. Volunteers with the basketball leading. There's another alley-oop and another dunk by Calvin Simmons. And that one was a really good-looking one right there as he goes way behind and gets it. And he's missed one and hit two, Coach. We'll take those percentages, too.
All the other plays we ran, we saw him come from the right corner. And on this play, they flipped the formation and ran it from the left.
Volunteers get a steal on the inbounds play. That's Damari Whetstone. Ball's looking to – right now they've already got the largest lead of the afternoon, and they turn it over. That's Lyric Ware. Ware drives to the basket, lays it up and in. Ball's led by 13, largest lead. They're up by 11 now, 31-20. 3:11 to go here in the first half.
Ware with 8 of the Tigers' 20 points.
Zion Yule over to Taylor Boyds. Taylor's runner is no good. Calvin Simmons with a rebound. Simmons over to Zion Yule in the corner. Zion needs some assistance over here. He gets it back out to Soap Gibbons. They get it down to Kevin Simmons. Simmons was going up strong. He's fouled, but still lays it up and in. Coach has pretty much been three-pointers or Simmons at the basket, what it seemed like so far this afternoon.
Yeah, Calvin doing a good job. That was a strong finish right there. You know, a lot of times you'll see a guy get bumped and miss a shot, but he powered it on in.
He missed that free throw, but the rebound's Whetstone. Whetstone's put back no good. Simmons in there for the rebound. Simmons has it deflected away, but Taylor Boyd finishes with a little teardrop. There's another steal by the Volunteers. The full court pressure is really affecting Cleburne County, and the ball's lead by 15. Down to Zion Ewell. Zion Ewell, open three-point look, rims out, no good. Another good look, Coach, just did not fall.
Yeah, a chance to extend that lead, and we just couldn't get it to go in.
Ball's matching their largest lead of the afternoon, 15. 2:10 to go here in the first half.
Pretty good offensive quarter, or half, rather, with 35 points already.
There's Bates' shot from the corner, does not go. That's Soap Gibbons on the rebound. Gibbons looks down low, and it's picked off that pass. Lyric Ware read that all the way, cut in front of that pass. Gets a shot, no good. Rebound, Kevin Simmons. Simmons. He looks up to Damari Whetstone. Whetstone over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd over to Soap Gibbons. Three-point shot don't go. Good rebound there by Whetstone. Whetstone's fouled on the putback.
Good job by Whetstone going right back up with that offensive rebound. And it'll get him to the line.
It will.
Elijah Harris picking up his second foul. As Whetstone, his first two attempts from the line today. Well, actually, they called it
on the floor.
So it'll be an inbound play.
Gibbons inbounds the ball and gets it over to out to Taylor Boyd. 1:28 to play in the first half. Taylor Boyd lost his foot, and Zion Ewell with a jumper from elbow, no good. And they're going to call Trendon Glenn for over the back on that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Trendon just checked in for the first time and picked up his first foul on the very first play he's in.
Lyric Ware with the basketball. Ware guarded by Soap Gibbons. Ball's taken away by Trending Glenn. Zion Newell drives all the way to the basket, lays it up and in with the left hand.
Good job by Newell carrying that ball all the way in for the finish.
There's Newell with another steal. Newell thought he was going to get the foul call, didn't get it, didn't make the layup. Newell is all over the place right now. Going up and having it tripped. Trent Dean was going up, had it stripped away there by Calvin Simmons.
Yeah, it looked like Calvin might have got called with a hand reaching in, but they let it go.
Well,
the second time they get him.
They're going to call that one for the knee. Kneeing him out of bounds was a little bit.
He figured if they weren't going to call the first one, they wouldn't call it again.
He was going to find that limit where the breaking point was. There's a steal on the inbounds play. Taylor Boyd loses the ball.
Well, it was a great pass with a chance for an assist from Soap, but Boyd just kind of mishandled it and it went out of bounds.
We're calling it a turnover here, which I actually think is the right call. There's Bates, drives all the way to the basket, lays it up and in.
Yeah, Bates is working us over inside when he wants to.
37-22, 20 seconds to go first half. Vols lead here. Probably going to try to settle for one shot here with a 15-point lead. Over to Zy Newell. Zy thought about it. Back over to Gibbons with 3 seconds. Gibbons drives. Gibbons is fouled. With 0.6 seconds to go, he'll go to the line shooting two.
That foul was on Trent Dean, picking up his first. Fifth team foul in this quarter. Of course, with less than a second, it won't really matter.
Gibbons misses the first. See if he can knock down the second.
Volunteers only 1 for 6 on free throws this half.
He misses them both. Ball's touched. That'll end the first half. Volunteers lead 37-22. We'll take a break. We'll total our stats. We'll bring those back and get prepared for the second half right here on Classic Country 90.9 and Volunteer Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as the Vols are hosting the Cleburne County Tigers at a 1 o'clock tip here, school game for the Vols.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated 4-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you here at the half of the Volunteers game against the Cleburne County Tigers here at Central High School of Clay County as the Volunteers lead 37-22. This is Rusty Taylor joined by Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron. Heath Stroud, Heath Bone down here with us helping produce the video side. Coach, share with us some stats. I know Coach Herron's been working on rebounds and turnovers, and you've also got some points you can share with us how we got to this point.
Well, you know, the Volunteers are holding their turnovers down today, only 10 in that first half. And, we've had a problem turning the ball over recently, but we played more athletic, quicker teams. Today we're facing only a 2-3 zone, so there hasn't been that much pressure against the Vols' offensive setup, holding that turnover rate down. Meanwhile, the Vols defensively have forced 16 Tiger turnovers, and I think that's given us a few extra shots that may have a bearing here on the score differential. Rebounding, even though the Tigers are smaller probably than the Volunteers today, the Tigers have out-rebounded Clay Central 16-13, and I think that's primarily due to the offensive rebounding of Kevin Bates and Matthew Wilson, the two big guys inside for Cleburne County. They've gotten several offensive rebounds and putbacks off their own missed shots a lot of times. So we've got to do a better job limiting the Tigers to only one shot a possession. Looking at the scoring parade today, a lot of good balance in there for the Volunteers. Kevin Cherry is leading with 6 points. Braxton Young has 6 points on the strength of 2 second-quarter three-pointers. But the leading scorer coming off the bench is Calvin Simmons. He has 8 points, and, of course, 4 of those came on those backdoor slams where he receiving passes from the opposite side and just dunking them in. But good balance there. Zion Newell with 4 points as well. Looking at Cleburne County, their leading scorer is Lyric Ware, the freshman guard, with 9 points, 1 3-pointer for him. Then Calvin Bates, the big inside guy, 6 points right there at the basket, and 5 points for Elijah Ware. So the scoring pretty spaced around for Cleburne County as well. And, we've had, as I mentioned, good balance in our offensive scoring, and that's what Coach Giddens likes, is that balance. And we've done a good job today getting the ball inside and then kicking it back out. We've had plenty of open looks at the basket. We just need to make a few more of those that when we're absolutely just wide open. And I think a lot of times we've been hesitant to take those shots, but we've got to be confident enough to step into it and just let it go. And right now, everything looking good. Volunteers with that 15-point lead. And the halftime clock is ticking down. 3:35 remaining until the second half horn gets us back. So that's how it looks, Rusty, right now from the scorebook situation.
Volunteers lead 37-22. We'll take another couple-minute break and come back and get prepared for the second half right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy's Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhelp.net.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
Welcome back here. This is Rusty Titer, Coach Jerry Wings, Heath Bone over there working on the streaming side, and Coach Heron helping us with stats tonight after calling two games with me last night. Big region games, Coach Wings out of pocket, but this will get started here in just a second. We're waiting on officials. Believe it or not, I believe Billy Powell was over there and talking. I know that shocks you. Think Coach Horn had him hemmed up.
Yeah, he normally don't talk, can he?
Yeah, that's right. Lyric Ware with the basketball. That ball's poked out of bounds. We'll start back right there. Ball's lead 37-22 as we start the second half here from Central High School of Clay County. A 1 o'clock during the school game here. These are always fun. We're seeing off most of the staff here. We got superintendent education here, a little bit of everybody. There's a three-pointer fired up and drained by number 22, Carter Yancey, for Cleveland County. That's the way they can get back in this, Coach, is hitting big shots. And there's a miss on the other end, almost stolen away by Braxton Young, but he couldn't handle it. But
yeah, Bates had that rebound underneath, and he let Braxton Young slap it out of his hand. Fortunately, to keep the embarrassment down, the ball went out of bounds.
Lyric Ware with the basketball. Over to Bates. Bates back to Ware. Ware a fire up his three-pointer. That shot's no good. They're trying to shoot themselves back into it, Coach. Looks like they're playing. Probably not a bad plan, though. Braxton Young trying to keep him out of it. He misses the three-pointer. Lyric Ware with a rebound. Ware's been chased down by Cherry. Ware, good spin move and good basket. And then we're back down to 10.
Ware right now bringing the Tigers back.
And Coach Giddens is going to try to refocus here as he's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Volunteers lead 37-27. after a 5-0 run to start this second half here by the Cleburne County Tigers.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
We welcome you back here. Volunteers come out of that Poultry South timeout. See if Coach Giddens got the attention of these balls as they start the first half. Back over to Braxton Young. Young over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons in the right corner. Gibbons over to Braxton Young. Braxton back to Cherry. Open shot here and drained by Soap Gibbons. That's the second three-pointer of the afternoon here for Gibbons, and that's big. He was unable to make a basket last night.
Now I think we saw what came out of that timeout there. We didn't go for the quick shot on that possession. We moved the ball around. I think all five players touched it at least once before Gibbons let the three-pointer fly.
Balls lead back up to 13 here, 40 to 27. 40 points this early. That's a big number for the Balls. Shot up and good there by Carter Yancey. The Cleburne County Tigers not going away, though.
Yeah, Yancey snuck in from the backside, got that little rebound and put back on the opposite side the shot was taken from.
Caden Glenn, open three-point look, and he drains it.
2 3-pointers now here in the early third quarter.
How many three-pointers is that total now? How many do we make in the first? As they give a full court layup and in there of Matthew Wilson. We've made more threes probably than we've made all season.
We've made 8 so far.
8 three-pointers made so far for the Balls. Still 5:23 to go in the third. Gibbons fires up another one. It doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. Is out of bounds. Says last touch by a ball. By actually, no, a Tiger.
Well, actually, Elijah Ware knocked it out. I think had he let it go, it would have been their ball, but he tried to save it back and stepped on the line.
Kevin Cherry with the left hook shot in the lane does not go from about 8 feet. And the Tigers have the rebound. That's Lyric Ware. Ware fires up the three-pointer. That shot, no good. Loose ball. Gibbons comes out with it, but Lyric Ware steals it away. Ware drives down, tries to dish it off, not ready for the pass. Trent Dean and Braxton Young comes out with it. Young will fire up his own three-pointer, and that's his third of the afternoon.
Braxton Young, he waited on everybody, but he got tired and just went ahead and shot it.
46-31, Balls lead. Hot from three-point land here this afternoon.
And here come the Balls again.
Gibbons looks down to Whetstone. Man, I thought we had a whistle.
I thought I heard a whistle.
I guess that was the shoe, but I honestly thought he was going to get Whetstone for a travel is what I thought. Gibbons up to Caden Glenn, back to Gibbons. Down to Cherry from the elbow. Cherry's jumper, no good.
Well, we've gone back into our quick mode of attack now.
The pace of this is starting to feel like an NBA game. We're up and down the floor so much. One shot and back the other direction.
Yeah, both teams taking a lot of long perimeter shots with long rebounds.
Cleburne County's going to call a timeout. They take this timeout. Let's take it with them. We'll take this Poultry South timeout right here on Classic Country 90.9 as the Volunteers lead 46-31, 3:47 to go here in the third period.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Cleveland County loses the handle over there on a pass and end up turning it over. Calvin Simmons comes out with it. Zion Newell also in the game, and Taylor Boyd. Kind of a different group in here for the Balls. Gibbons. Over to Zion Newell on the left wing. Over to Whetstone on the left corner. Back to Taylor Boyd, top of the key. Boyd gets it back down. Open three-pointer from Taylor Boyd. Does not go. Rims out. Rebound, Matthew Wilson. And the Tigers on the run. That's where that ball's going to be deflected out of bounds.
You know,
we'll stay with the Tigers.
Ware carried that one all the way to the hoop and then passed it when I thought that he should have went ahead and tried to shot it. Had a layup.
I think he just tried an odd shot. I'm not sure if he was passing it or shooting it there. It was deflected out of bounds, so there's an open three-pointer from the corner, but number four, Noah Turley, does not go. Rebound goes to Taylor Boyd. Gibbons brings it up the floor all the way to the basket, kicks it back out, and has it stolen away. There's Lick. Ware pulls up his dribble, looks down low. That's a good job by Ware finding the cut and Noah Turley to the basket. His shot don't go, but number 10's put back. Number 11.
That was 20, actually. Wilson.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's Gibbons, drive to the basket. Throws it across court to Taylor Boyd. Boyd's shot, no good. Ball's lead 46-33.
Taylor having trouble finding the range here in the second half.
Bates, spin move, shot, no good, rebound. So Gibbons. Gibbons over to Zion Newell. Newell comes in. 14-foot jumper, no good. Taylor Boyd's loose ball putback, no good, but he's fouled.
Lyric Ware picking up that foul. That's the first foul against either team here in the third quarter.
1:36 to go. Taylor misses the first.
Braxton Young replaces Soap Gibbons for the final 1:36 here in the third quarter.
Second rims out, no good. Boyd missed them both, and is out of bounds off the ball. .135 to go in the third. Balls. Cleveland County just sticking around, just kind of holding serve.
They're right hanging there. Within, you know, if they can make a couple here, they could be back within striking range.
There's a three-pointer fired up there by number 20, Matt, or I should say that was Kevin Bates, 25. It does not go. Zion Newell's runner does go. The balls are up 48-33.
Zion Newell with three field goals now in this game. 6 points altogether.
Lyric Ware with the basketball. Ware over to Noah Turley. Turley's, that's a good one up high off the glass, up and in for Turley.
First basket of the day for Noah Turley.
Lead staying right there at about 13, 48-35. Taylor Boyd open three-point look. Taylor may not have made many tonight, but he don't find one he don't like taking.
Well, he's gone cold. He hit two early, but none since.
Bates with the basketball, 20 seconds to go here in the third. Over to Lyric Ware, his three-pointer don't go, and that's Zion Newell on the rebound. Newell on the run out. Newell looks to get it down to Whetstone, and the pass is stolen away.
Well, he waited too late to deliver that pass.
And they get it all the way down court. Bates back there kind of snowbirding a little bit and cuts the lead to 11 as we end the third. That's where we are, 48-37. You'll want to stick around and come back. Just a couple shots, and Cleveland County's right in this thing here, cutting that lead down to 11 as we go to the fourth on Classic Country 90.9. You're listening to Volunteer Basketball.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Troppiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
As we come back, Soap Gibbons drains another three, and the Volunteers up 51-37.
Good half court set there for the Volunteers to end up with that good shot for Soap.
We give up the baseline. Nobody steps in, and number 20, Matthew Wilson, takes it in, lays it up and in.
Yeah, their post guys are the ones keeping them in the game today. Wilson and Bates.
Braxton Young over in the left corner. Down to Kevin Cherry. Cherry's jumper, no good. Trending Glenn tips it out, but the rebound ends up with Noah Turley.
You know, we got out-rebounded in that quarter, 12-8, and I think it's because of the three-pointers we're taking, creating long rebounds, which is benefiting Cleveland County. Turnover situation about even in that quarter, and I think we forced a few more than we turned over ourselves here today.
Lyric Ware with the basketball, 6:50 to go in the game. Volunteers lead 51-39. There's a three-pointer up by Noah Turley. Will not go. Rebound Caden Glenn, and the balls are going the other way with 6:38 to go. Caden Glenn. Open look, didn't take it. Braxton, back to Braxton Young.
Volunteers slowing down just a little offensively right here.
The three-point ball is what's been huge for the Volunteers today.
We've taken a lot. We've hit a lot, but we've missed more.
Kevin Cherry lays it up and in off the glass. Cherry's a threat to score from anywhere on the floor.
Yeah, very versatile on offense.
And there's Trending Glenn with a steal. And we're going the other way. There's Kevin with a jumper, and he drains that. He right on cue, isn't he, Coach?
Inside the arc. He's doing a good job.
He's a matchup problem down there, too, for sure. There's Cherry with a rebound on the other end of the court. Coach Josh Gidden's going to call a timeout. He's only got a full, so that's what we'll take right here on Classic Country 90.9. You listen to Volunteer Basketball. Vols lead 55-39, 5:40 to go here in the game. It's Central High School of Clay County hosting the Cleburne County Tigers.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Volunteers with the basketball leading 55-39. Over to Caden Glenn. Glenn's three-pointer rims out no good. That's Lyric Ware on the rebound for the Tigers. Tigers back up the floor quickly, and it is taken away on the other end. Trenton Glenn comes out with it after it was poked away by Kevin Cherry. Soap Gibbons drives to the basket, lays it up and in. Ball's up by 18 now, 57-39. Stretching this thing out here as we get headed towards the end.
Well, Gibbons starting to come alive again offensively, and when he scores, the Volunteers usually do well offensively.
There's a ball poked out of bounds by the Volunteers. We're going to see Amari Whetstone and Calvin Simmons enter. Ball's lead 57-39, 4:47 to go here. Open three-point look on the inbounds play, and he drains it. That's Carter Yancey.
Carter Yancey, that's a 2 threes today for him.
57-42, the ball's lead. 4:30 to go. Gibbons thought about the three-pointer, but decided better of it down back out to Cherry. A lot of ball movement here for the Volunteers, trying to get it down low, and it's poked away by Matthew Wilson. Lyric Ware comes out with it. Back to Wilson. Wilson on that left elbow. Wilson kicks it out to 22. He just made a three. That shot's up, no good for Yancey. He had that same spot. Got a good look. Good ball movement down the court and gets Damari Whetstone to lay in. Ball's lead 59-42.
Yeah, Caden Glenn with a final pass, a little bouncer under there to Whetstone. Good break by the Volunteers.
There's Lyric Ware's drive to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson's shot is blocked by Whetstone. It's Taylor Boyd and Zion Newell now going to enter the game. We're probably starting to see the last of some of these guys coming out as Caden Glenn and Kevin Cherry goes out. There's a block by Calvin Simmons.
Yeah, Wilson, no match for Simmons in there.
He sends that up against the wall. We'll start up back over here. The ball is stolen away there on the inbounds play. Soap Gibbons lobs it up to Zion Newell. They look to get it down, and Wilson cuts in front of that pass. We're telegraphing some of those passes down low.
Yeah, we're looking where we're passing it too long. The defender has no trouble reading that type of pass.
Volunteers do lead 59-42, 3:12 to go. Zion Newell with the basketball. Newell gets it down to Taylor Boyd. Boyd back out to Newell. Soap Gibbons top of the key. Over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd a fire up the three-pointer. That one's no good. Bates with the rebound.
Taylor having a rough day from out there.
He's got some pretty good looks, but he's having trouble making them count. There's Bates with the basketball. Bates looks to get down the baseline. Ball, that pass is deflected, and Whetstone comes out with it. Taylor Boyd with the basketball.
Volunteers can take all the time they want now with a 17-point lead.
Whetstone with the ball. Over to Gibbons. Gives it down to Kevin Simmons. Simmons, good move down low, and it misses the point-blank shot.
Yeah, he needed to go to the board with it.
Yeah, he kind of got himself a little out of position there, where he kind of took the board away from himself in a sense. But that's a good work down there. He's spinning. He's got a. He can take up a lot of ground with all that length on a spin move. And did they call a foul?
So grabbed him.
That's number 15. I forgot what that was.
You know, that's our first foul in the second half.
I think Soap just wanted to make sure they still knew what one was. So
it's the first foul on anybody in the second half.
Yeah, I think Soap was ready to get. They hit somebody. He had somebody. Yeah, there was one foul both ways.
Ralph's keeping it clean, though.
Lyric Ware's three-pointers up and good for the Cleburne County Tigers. Too late as the Vols lead 59-45, but you got to give it to Cleburne County. They're still hanging in there and playing hard. Braxton Young with a basketball. 1:30 to go. Vols lead 59-45. Young gets it down to Calvin Simmons. Simmons, good strong move to the basket that time, lays it up and in. Simmons having a good afternoon, too.
10 points for Calvin Simmons.
Getting in the double figures. That's number 35, Avery Phillips with the basketball for the Tigers. Lyric Ware fire up another long three-pointer. Braxton Young with the rebound, 1 minute to go.
Braxton got up high for that rebound, didn't he?
And there was nobody within 15 feet of him. Coach Josh Gittin's going to call a timeout just to get substitutes, subs in here.
He gets Trenton Glenn and LaDamian Boyd into the game.
Taylor Boyd. Braxton Young with the basketball. 50 seconds to go. Pretty quick game here this afternoon, too.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, here we are at 2:12. We're about to wrap this thing up.
All the school students have been treated to a good game, seen a lot of three-pointers taken.
They're going to get to see half the B-team game.
Yeah, they're going to get to watch a B-game that will take place in a moment.
I know you're planning to take all that in. There's Trenton Glenn with a point-blank lay-in, and he misses it. Taylor Boyd's runner up, no good. Rebound up the floor to Carter Yancey. Yancey drives to the basket, lays it up and in. 61-47, 20 seconds to go. Looks like the Vols are going to just elect to let that clock run out. As the Vols are going to come out ahead victorious, 61-47. We'll take a break. We'll come out. We'll total our stats and come back and move into the postgame show right here on Classic Country. 90.9, the Volunteers come out victorious 61-47 over the Cleburne County Tigers.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Frank's
point of view, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
This is Clay Central volunteer cheerleader Ansley Shaddix. Our volunteers are on a roll this football season. Howie Nine Tire and Lobel wants to keep you rolling down the road to follow the ball. They have a full-time mechanic on duty, and they have all sides of tires for big and small vehicles. Their phone number is 256-396-3040. Howie Nine Tire and Lobel, a sponsor of the volunteers in the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lionville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Aaron, and Heath Bone here bringing you the broadcast as we're getting ready to wrap this broadcast up as the Volunteers come out victorious 61-47 over the Claiborne County Tigers. Coach, let us know how we got to that 14-point victory.
Well, the Volunteers led from wire to wire here today, picking up this win, 61-47. Three men in double figures and a good balance all up and down. Every player on the roster scored for the Volunteers today. The scoring was led by Deshaun Gibbons with 11. Kevin Cherry and Calvin Simmons both chipped in 10, and right behind them was Braxton Young with 9 points on 3 three-pointers. Zion Newell had 7. Others scoring today, Taylor Boyd had 5. Trendon Glenn and Caden Glenn each had 3. And then with 2 points each, we had LaDamian Boyd, Damari Whetstone, and that was the ones with 2. Claiborne County today was led by Lyric Ware with 14 points. And then their second leading scorer was Yancey Carter with 10 points. And then Matthew Wilson and Kevin Bates, their two inside guys, 8 points apiece. Elijah Ware chipped in 5, and Noah Turley had 2. The Volunteers defensively turned over Claiborne County today 23 times and only committed 16 themselves. Claiborne County, though, won the rebounding battle in this game 34-27. But the Volunteers come away with a 61-47 win, and now they look straight ahead to another area game Friday night versus Sylacauga.
Coach, it was a good win here for the Volunteers. Get back on a winning way after losing last night. But you mentioned that game Friday night for the boys and the girls are going to be really good. Talking to Coach Giddens before the game, from what I believe, it ended up just being 7 points last night that Sylacauga beat Shelby County. I heard that number. So Shelby County did win in girls action over Sylacauga. But both of those games will be really big area games here at home. Getting back underway, you know, right now they're perfect in the area at home, so they need to keep that up. They've got two more home
I look for us to come in and play a lot better Friday than we did over at Sylacauga.
And, you know, we hung right with them over there at Sylacauga right to the end. So it should be a battle in here on Friday night. You need to make your plans to be there or be here. If you cannot be here, we're expecting going there about 5:45. You can join us right here, however you listened or watched today. It's good to have Coach Herring back in here with us. Heath Bone, Coach Wings. Till next time, God bless and go Vols. This is Rusty Taylor.
Been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.